Hey, GFX, good morning, everybody. It's People in Your Neighborhood. And this morning I'm joined by Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning. How are you?
I am so happy to be back in Fort Pierre. This is just the best place in the world, especially after spending 4 days in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Like when you came in, I said, I'm sorry when you told me that.
Yes, indeed. It's a good place to visit, but it's a better place to come home. It very definitely is. I guess I'm a small town person, and those big cities are just kind of intimidating to me.
You and me both.
Yeah. So the first thing I might as well talk about why I was in Washington. I am an ambassador for Missouri River Energy Services, which is the power company that provides power to both Pierre and Fort Pierre and a number of other communities. They're in five states, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska. And so this event was a big legislative rally planned by the national arm, which is American Public Power Association. And so that meant there were representatives from all states. Mm-hmm. And so we were together with the big group once or twice. Mostly we were in our group, which is five states, and sometimes we were together just in our own South Dakota group. And there were about 12 of us from South Dakota. And our purpose was to talk to our congressional delegation about issues that affect public power and the continuation of being able to offer good, reliable, quality power to our residents. And so we met with Senator Rounds, and we met with Senator Thune. And Congressman Johnson was not there because the House was not in session, but we met with his staff. And so good meetings. They are well-informed. They understand the issues. And so we felt good about it.
Yeah, it sounded like a good time then. Got a lot accomplished.
We did. And I even had time to talk with a staffer from Senator Rounds' office, who is very involved and informed on Corps of Engineers issues. And so I had a good meeting with him, and I think that's going to be a very productive time spent with him. So, and I'll tell you more about that as we go along.
Well, welcome back to Pierre then.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. The other thing I should talk to you about is the fact that Fort Pierre will not have a municipal election this year. Normally, we have one on the second Tuesday in April, but there's no opposition this year for any of the incumbents. So three council members, which would be Rick Cronin, Scott Deal, and Larry Cronin, were all unopposed, as was I. So you're stuck with me for another couple years.
Well, congratulations. At least you don't have to go through all the politicking.
No, I don't. You know, and it's not a big deal in our small town, but it does take time because you have to. You can't ever assume that you don't have to go out and campaign a bit and make contacts and knock on doors. And so it's nice just to be able to focus on my job.
No, absolutely. I can understand that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit. Tomorrow is Peaceful Pines grand opening, and I believe it starts at 3 o'clock. There will be a program at 3:30, but there will be, I know there will be door prizes and tours, and so if you want to go to Peaceful Pines and get inside and talk with residents and talk with staff, this is a great opportunity.
That's right. They're going to have some tours and food and beverages available, excuse me.
Right.
And also some giveaways. Yeah. The ribbon cutting, I think, let me check here. Yeah, 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Yeah,
that's
4 p.m.
Right.
is the ribbon cutting.
Thank you for that, as I had forgotten to to talk about that.
Yeah, well, I had somebody in come in here for people in your neighborhood a while back talking about it. I mean, it just seems like a great place, really great place.
Yeah, it is, and I am so happy to have a facility like that in our community. It gives our residents an opportunity to stay home. And I know a lot of people who have moved to Sioux Falls or Rapid City to have this type of care. And I'm so glad that we have the opportunity to stay right here. A lot of people have family here. Mm-hmm. All of them have friends here. And, you know, they have their doctors and, you know, all of their medical professionals, their church. And so it is so nice to have that option to stay home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what else is going on over there across the river? Anything else?
Well, I haven't been in the office for 3 days, so now I'm going to have to go and find
out. You're going to have to catch up.
I'm going to have to go find out what's happening.
That's right. Well, you missed the 70-some degree day on Monday.
I know.
Yeah,
I
give know. Everybody spring fever.
Yes, it does, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? So when are you bringing it back?
Oh,
that 70 degrees?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I mean, I think tomorrow it's supposed to be 67.
We'll take that.
So it's getting there.
Yeah, we'll take that.
And then I think like a cooling trend, but that's but I mean, you can't complain about it for February here.
Not at all. Goodness, no.
I haven't experienced a true winter here yet.
Well, you should have been here last winter.
Oh yeah, that's what I heard. It was something.
That was a true South Dakota winter. Yeah, that one was.
Yeah, I've heard it was a doozy.
Yeah, it was. It was. So happy to have a nice mild winter, and we'll be ready for some rain.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, as always.
I hope you have a great day.
I will. I
promise.
Gotta
go get caught up, I guess.
Yes, I do. See how much is piled up on my desk.
Yeah. Well, have a good day.
Thank you so much, Will.